Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Moshimo ya Jehovah, Moshimo ya Jehovah, right here on 657 AM Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. It is 28 minutes before 1 o'clock. Listen to me, before 2 o'clock. This girl, what's going on? And we are joined in the studio by Dr. Julius Mangatumbu. Dr. Julius, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Paul. I think I've been following your NLP. It's been wonderful. I definitely encourage people to go watch your video.
Thank you so much.
Good quality and great worship. You know, the depth of worship that we require is a type that will draw us nearer, closer, and quite intimate with the Lord. And thank you so much waiting upon the Lord just to hear from Him to lead us into a place of sincere worship. Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Truly, truly appreciate it. The joy set before you.
Yeah, the joy set before us. You know, our reflection today takes us on a human journey. Let me start that way, on a human journey. And the human journey starts with the reality that we are always eclipsed by the storms, the challenges, the pain, and even the cross that lies before us, and we don't see the gain. We don't see what stands ahead of us in terms of the benefits of our sacrifice, our immediate sacrifice. The joy that is set before us is not the immediate that we'll consider, but it's a long term. And you'll realize that between the A and the Z, there is a B and a Y. The B and the Y is that very process that God takes us through so as to develop our character, so as to develop the real Christian person and the Christ-like person, I want to see in you, which most of us wouldn't want to go through the process, but we definitely just want to benefit from the outcome. And so I've come today with a reflection still around the passage of Hebrews 12:1-4. And if you have your Bibles, please turn with me. We'll always get back to scripture to give us context of reflection. And I pray you might be taking down some notes, but let this presentation, let this communication be that which will resonate with your situation today. Because while I was reflecting on this very pericope, this passage of scripture, God was really inspiring me that there is a need for people to understand that there is a price to pay for the walk with Christ. And if you look at Hebrews 12, verse 1 to 4, permit me read again. We had done a reflection on it last week. I want to just stretch a little bit into verse 4 this week. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith, for the joy set before him. Take note of the word, the joy set before him. He endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Verse 3, consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. And in your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. Okay, that gives us the extent and the extremity of our commitment with the Lord. Paul, don't we want the easy way of this Christian life sometimes? Don't we just want to have it that easy? Don't we just want to get up in the morning and everything is set before us and we can just be so digitally minded? You press the buttons, you use the apps, and you see all things happening around you. I know people are trying to design, you know, apps to make life easy, but sometimes God wants us to move out of our comfort zones and face the reality of life, because growth takes place when you are in motion. Growth takes place when adversity comes your way. Growth takes place when challenges come your way. In fact, if you see the athlete preparing for a race, it takes a toll over his body. It takes a toll over his psyche. It takes a toll over his very preparation to achieve what he ought to achieve in that very preparation. And that's what I'm saying. The analogy really calls us back to our Christian race. Why would you think that it will be such an easy one when God wants to prepare you? You must know that you've been inscripted, you've been conscripted into God's army, you've been enlisted into God's army. And who says army says regiment. And regiment means God wants to bring the best out of you because he knows that we are in a world which is full of adversity. And so you just can't relax. You can't be in your comfort zone. That's why I've come to bring a reflection today in light of this passage that we're going to look at. And the very core of our theme discussing today is the joy set before you. Joy set before you gives us a reflection of what lies ahead of you as a blessing. There are four realities, permit me, Paul. Let me give you four realities that come to mind immediately when we talk about the joy set before you. The first reality, you might want to write this down: the gain in this Christian life is greater than the pain. The gain in this Christian journey is greater than even the pain, which means that definitely there will be pain. And somebody said, no pain, no gain. I think you are with me, Paul. But the reality about it is that this pain that comes our way is not elected by us, but it is by the very providence of God to shape us and mold us in Christ likeness, because the end result is that there are some blessings that we can't handle if ever we don't go through the process. So trust God in the process. Trust God in the process. You are into music, and you will notice that it takes a lot of investment vocally, but psychologically, sometimes yeah. Sleepless nights even. And many people don't know what happens behind the scene in terms of your investment to produce an end product which gets us so much basking in the presence of God, but they wouldn't know the investment. Amen. That went in. And that's what I'm talking about, that the gain is greater than the pain. But number two, write this down: when we reflect around the joy set before us, we're talking of the reward is greater than the reproach. The reward is greater than the reproach. I'm talking to some people now. You're going through a very hard time, and I'm talking because you've been rejected. People have scorned you. They've looked down on you. They've not seen the best in you. Oh, come on, somebody. They've not seen the best in you, but thank God, God sees the best in you. And the reproach of the moment cannot be compared with the reward which you're going to get at the end. So where am I taking you to? Don't look at the reproach. Look at the reward that lies ahead of you. Number one was, the gain is greater than the pain. Number two, the reward is greater than the reproach. But number three, the cause is greater than the cross. The cause is greater than the cross. The cause is the vision, the mission, the ambition, what you want to achieve. There's a greater cause. You're doing it for a greater good. You're doing it for a greater significance. And it is greater than the cross that you're carrying now. Let me get you into context now. The Bible says each and every one of us, we ought to carry our cross. But sometimes we are eclipsed by our cross and we don't look at the cause, the big action, the big vision. So write this down: the cause that you are pursuing, the cause that you're after, is greater than even the cross that you're going through now. Let me give you the fourth point which comes to mind when we talk about the joy set before us. The prize is greater than the price. You understand? The prize, which is the P-R-I-Z-E, is greater than the price, which is a price. And a lot of us don't want to pay the price. Is that true, Mpo? We don't want to pay the price. And if you don't pay the price, you will not have the prize. You will not have that prize. The prize that comes our way is based on the very price that you pay. You have to pay a price. You have to pay a price. And don't get me wrong, Christ has paid the biggest price on the cross of Calvary. Christ has paid the biggest price. And we are again reflecting on the very fact that the Bible tells us that we have to fix our eyes on Jesus Christ, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him endured the cross. The Bible says in Romans, let me give you a little bit of perspective. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8 verse 18, puts it this way in summary of the joy set before us. The Bible puts it in Romans chapter 8 verse 18. Paul says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is going to be revealed to us." And the context here is, what are you going through in this present time? What's the suffering that you're going through in this present time? What's the pain that you're going through in this present time? What's the reproach that you're going through in this present time? What's the cross that you're carrying in this present time? What's the price that you're paying in this present time? What's the storm that you're going through in your marriage, in your personal life, in this present time? The Apostle Paul says, is not to be compared even. That is not worth to be compared with the glory which is to be revealed. You know, Paul, permit me, I'm on you this day with your music album, but I think God is just giving me a reflection of how much is put into an investment in an album and the impact in the lives of people. The impact, tremendous impact in the lives of people. People get healed. People get delivered. People get transformed. People have an encounter with God. That's the outcome of an investment in the very background of such an enterprise. And so that's what we're saying. I've come to invite someone. There is an urgency which is overwhelming you in the present. There is a storm that seems to eclipse you, that seems to come over you, and your reflection is so much on that mountain, but you don't see the God who is greater than the mountain. And for the joy set before Christ was the redemption of mankind. Christ had a greater cause than the cross. And that cause was, number one, the redemption of mankind. The redemption of mankind was so much consuming Christ that he wouldn't and will not forsake the cross. Because even through that cross, the salvation of mankind also was intertwined. Number two, the joy set before Christ was the urgency to reconcile the sinner, sinful man, to the Holy God. But number three, the joy set before Christ also was the urgency to bring restoration to the human race that had fallen away from God, to bring a restoration. You know, Romans chapter 5 verse 18 puts it this way: consequently, just as one trespass resulted in condemnation for all people, so also one righteous act resulted in justification and life for all people. Verse 19, for just as through the disobedience of one man the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of one man the many will be made righteous with God. And Christ had to look at beyond the cross. Beyond the cross. I'm talking to somebody now. Look beyond the cross. There's a joy set before you. Look beyond the cross. And beyond the cross, there is redemption for mankind. And that's what Christ was pursuing. Beyond the cross, there is reconciliation back to God. Beyond the cross, there is restoration. Restoration of a broken relationship that stemmed from Adam's disobedience, but that God restored even through Christ's obedience. Let me give you two key points here for you to fulfill the benefits of the joy set before you. We have to pass through two tests, and I love reflecting on the passage. So if you have that passage in front of you, Hebrews 12, let's reflect on it. If you have to benefit from the very outcome, the prize that is set before you, the gain and the blessings of this Christian journey, there are two tests that you have to pass through. The Bible says that fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith, for the joy set before him. Because of the joy set before him, number one, he endured the cross. So the first thing which you have to pay, the first price which you have to pay is enduring the cross. Enduring the cross. Matthew 16:24.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
With Matlasona Kibupilo. And I think our lives testify, right? Our lives are definitely a testament.
Yeah, our lives are a testament because you realize, Mpo, that a lot of us, as I said earlier, we want to avoid the pain. We want to avoid the price. We want to avoid carrying our cross because it is Jesus Christ who said, anyone who wants to follow me must carry their cross. And the metaphor of the cross does not mean the same cross that Jesus Christ, you know, carried on the way to Calvary, because that's the ultimate price which was paid for our salvation. But we're saying our day-to-day dying to self, the very sacrifices and opportunity cost that lies around our lives and decisions that we have to make, which sometimes must reflect our Christ-likeness, because we are bombarded with a lot of distractions and opportunities, but we have to settle for that which honors the Lord. And that's why I was concluding with these two points for you to fully benefit from the joy set before you. You must pass through two tests. I repeat it again. Write this down. For you to fully benefit from the joy that is set before you, you must pass through two tests. There are two tests which gives us insight by the reflection of the scripture that we're looking at now, Hebrews 12:1-4. There are two things which are mentioned Christ went through to be able to set his eyes and benefit from the joy that was also set before him. Number one, he endured. The Bible says he endured the cross. If you read with me at the very B part of verse 2, he says, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. And we invited Mpo to also endure the cross. We also invited to endure the cross in this life. Matthew 16:24 says, then Jesus said to his disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. You know, it's quite intriguing for us to realize that Christ starts by the very fact and admonishment that we have to deny ourselves. Deny ourselves of some immediate pleasures, immediate gratifications for you to be able to succeed in life. Even when you're studying, you might have to deprive yourself of some comfort time in sleeping and to study. For you to be able to achieve in life, there are some prices that you have to pay. There's some cost you have to get into so as to achieve. And that's denying self and taking up your cross and following him. You know, Daniel in the Bible endured. He endured and he did not compromise. Joseph also did not compromise. In the company that you are in now, what comes as enticing to you? What comes as inviting to you? What comes to get you into a place of compromise? You have to resist, or you have to endure that cross and make sure that you stand out. Sometimes you shouldn't go with the flow at your job site, the flow in your class, the flow even in church. There are some churches where you find a lot of compromise, but you might stand alone in your integrity. And like Joseph, you say, I wouldn't sin against my God. That's not a popular stand. It's a very unpopular stand, but that's again enduring the cross for a greater cause, for a bigger gain out there. Let me give you the last point. The last point today is not only enduring your cross, but the Bible says he was also scorned. He was scorned. He was mocked. He was placed in a point of shame. Am I talking to somebody? Sometimes for you to get some fame, you might have to pass through some shame. Let me repeat that again. For you to go through some fame, you might have to pass through some shame. It's true. Our goal is not to become famous, but the reality about it is that, I don't know why those two words are so close. Shame and fame. But the reality is that sometimes we'll have to go through some challenges in life. People will mock at us. People will scorn at us. People will look down on us because we don't have the level of maybe social security and amenities and wealth that they have, but not realizing that God has a plan for us. Don't compare yourself with somebody. You might be going through a difficult time now, a shameful time now, according to man's perspective, but which is not shame in the eyes of God, is a preparation for the great things that God has in store of you. So Christ did not only endure the cross, but he was also scorned at. He went through a moment where he was looked down. The Bible says in Philippians chapter 2 verse 5, as we conclude, Philippians chapter 2 verse 5, in your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as a man. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on the cross. And that's what the Bible says. So Jesus Christ was highly exalted. That's a joy that was set before him. He was highly exalted. He was given the name that was above all other names. And at the mention of the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow in heaven above, on earth below, and beneath the earth. Now I want to tell you that there's a big prize that awaits you if you pay the price. There's a big gain that awaits you if ever you go through the pain. There's a great reward that awaits you if you go through the reproach. And I pray that you will not see so much of the challenges that you're going through. You will look and set your eye on the very prize, on the joy that has been set in front of you, that God will give you the endurance to go through the painful situation, and he will give you the tenacity to go through the mockery and the suffering, because at the end, the glory which is to be revealed is not to be compared with the suffering that you're going through now. I'm praying for somebody, Father, strengthen your people. I'm praying for somebody who is just about throwing the towel, giving them strength in their inner man, that they will not be carried challenges of the now, but let them see the blessing that lies ahead of them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless you, Mpo. God bless you.
Amen. So thank you so very much. Much, much appreciated. We will pick it up on the other end.
Okay. Okay.
Because today you're a radio DJ, right?
See, you've invited me. I will assume that responsibility.
This afternoon, he's a radio jock. He'll back announce a song we're going to play on the other end, and he's been referring to it. So he'll do the honors just to back announce. We've got someone who sent through Okay, we'll get back to it. It's time for news. We'll get back to it. Let's go this way.
Share the love. Share the truth. Share the life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.